25 years ago today, a glimpse into the not-so-long ago. Adolf Hitler came to power as the year opened. 12 months earlier, he had been a man without a country. Now he led a coalition government. His fanatic National Socialist movement was gathering momentum. Still in the future lay the series of coups that were to make Hitler undisputed Führer of the German Reich. Even then, there were those who foresaw the evil future Hitler would bring. In New York and Philadelphia, thousands marched in protest against the man who was to lead the world into the most savage war in history. Hitler was dangerous, but to the world of 1933, Italy was another story. Benito Mussolini was celebrating the 10th anniversary of the March on Rome that put him into power, receiving the acclaim of 50,000 black shirts. The Rome-Berlin axis lay in the future, and America had depression to cope with back home. Hopeful eyes watched these first films from the CCC camps. President Roosevelt's Forest Army, we called it then, one answer to unemployment and hunger for thousands of young men. The Civilian Conservation Corps, a peacetime labor army for an America that couldn't quite keep pace with events. Most of the news was bad. Maybe that's why folks started making their own news with a series of fads, like the walk-a-thons. In this Chicago contest, the winners tottered over 2,500 hours. Many an American male was outraged at the next fad, which spread to our shores from England. The girls seemed to get an unholy glee out of their dainty doudines, as long as the craze lasted. And after a while, nobody noticed because everyone was concentrating on his or her jigsaw puzzle. But everyone. The wheels of industry slowed, traffic came to a standstill, and a lot the puzzlers cared if I could just find that funny-shaped piece. Hey, watch it. Oh, no, I gotta start all over.